This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An unspecified number of people are being treated in hospitals following a fuel depot blast in Azerbaijan's breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region. AP correspondent Charles Iladasma.
People crowd outside the hospital while emergency vehicles arrive. Armenian separatist authorities say the strong explosion occurred in the gasoline warehouse near the Stepanakert-Askera highway. At the moment, rescue and medical operative groups are working on the spot, they say. People had been lining up at a gas station to refuel their cars as they were fleeing to Armenia after Azerbaijan reclaimed military control of an Armenian enclave inside its territory last week. Footage obtained by the AP shows people walking through the hospital with the injured sitting on beds in corridors. I'm Charles Diletesma.
Ukraine Special Forces said Monday they killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea along with 33 other officers. VOA Scott Walterman says it happened in last week's missile attack on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet.
The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by Reuters News Service to confirm or deny that Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. If confirmed, Sokolov's killing would be one of Kyiv's most significant strikes on Crimea, which Russia seized and annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The Philippine Coast Guard says it complied with a presidential order to remove a floating barrier placed by China's Coast Guard to prevent Filipino fishing boats from entering a lagoon in a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Philippine officials on Monday condemned the installation of the 300-meter-long barrier at the entrance to the lagoon at Scarborough Shoal as a violation of international law. This is VOA News. Thousands of ethnic Armenians fled Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday, saying they feared persecution and ethnic cleansing.
From April, an already tense situation became worse. Serbs had boycotted elections. So ethnic Albanian mayors took office in northern Kosovo, a move that sparked rebukes from the U.S. and its allies. There's also a growing dispute over license plates. Kosovo wants Serbs to switch their old ones that are from the pre-independence era. Ethnic Serb mayors, local judges, and hundreds of police officers have resigned over the looming switch. That's deepened dysfunction and lawlessness in the region.
The storming of North Kosovo's monastery threw attention on persistent troubles in the ethnic Serbian region 15 years after Pristina declared independence there. They say the Serbs in Kosovo want an association of a majority Serb municipalities with considerable autonomy. Pristina says that it would create a mini-state in its borders. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives is due to try to advance steep spending cuts this week that stand no chance of becoming law and could force a partial shutdown of the U.S. government by next Sunday. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sought to avoid that scenario when he hammered out a spending agreement with Democratic President Joe Biden over the spring, but some members of his own party have threatened to depose him if he does not support steeper cuts that are sure to be rejected by a Democratic-controlled Senate. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed, and a wide range of services from financial oversight to medical research will be suspended if Congress does not provide funding for the new fiscal year that starts on October 1st. Congress typically misses that deadline and passes a stopgap spending bill to avoid disruption while they finish their work, but McCarthy has been unable so far to muster support for a temporary spending extension, as a group of hardline Republicans have refused to go along with that plan. Republicans control the House by a narrow 221 to 212 majority and have few votes to spare. McCarthy has put the stopgap bill on hold and instead will advance legislation that reflects conservation priorities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.